I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and welcome to another Weekend Chat. This is Weekend Chat number 80. Which is wild to me because that means I've been doing this just under 2 years now. I think a little bit longer, actually, though, because as some of you know, I've taken a little, you know, short 3 month breaks in between episodes sometimes, maybe. You know, don't drag me. It happens. But yeah, hello, happy Friday. And I do not have coffee with me right now. So, sorry to Dunkin' Donuts, who will not be getting free promo on this episode, but, well, they just did because I just said their name, damn it. But I've been up for a while. I was up early this morning. I've actually already had two coffees today. I was up early. I was at the mothership, as I like to call it, the Bravo headquarters, and I was recording the Daily Dish podcast, which will be out next week. If you follow me on Twitter and all that, I will share it when it is available. It's a little, you know, special Watch What Happens Live 10-year anniversary episode. So definitely check that out. And, you know, because, you know, she's a podcaster now, I just got home and hit start and I'm here for you guys. So thank you to everyone who is listening on podcast or if you are listening on YouTube. Hello. I got a lot of streams last week and I was really taken back by it because I really didn't think that anyone would find this or want to listen to this. And I was kind of shook. So thank you to everyone who is listening and subscribed. If you are not subscribed on podcast, it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, and it is also on YouTube. If you are on YouTube there, I will be back soon with the video form of this. My camera lens is in fact broken. It's the stop meter. It's like the stop meter of the autofocus something or whatever. And I still can't make decisions on whether or not I should buy a new one because technically the lens will still work for photography. You know, that's a whole drama for a different story. Can't make the decision, which typical me, Gemini, can't make a decision, which that is something else we will talk about at the end of this episode because we're going to go through, we're going to do a little pop culture, music stuff, and then we're going to get a little more personal. No, I like when people talk in the beginning of songs. I think it's a little rad, as Lindsay Lohan would say, or something more personal, as Britney Jean Spears would say. And yeah, I've been thinking about the Weekend Chat and how I want to format it and like what I want to do with it. And so this week we're just going to try something out. And as always, we kick off the Weekend Chat with something to shake our tits to. It's Friday. It's the weekend for most people. If it's not your weekend, I'm sorry. But you can still shake your tits if it's not your weekend. And this week I am shaking my tits to two songs. The first one is Better With You by 3Lau. And I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. It's 3LAU, 3Lau, 3Lau. Maybe, I don't know. Bop, that one's like a slay. And then there's another one, which is like, I'm also shaking my tits, but it's like emotional. So what would we call that? What would we call it? Like an emotional tit shaking? Tit-motional? I don't know. T-motional? Shemotional, I don't know, whatever. This one's like got a story to it and it's not okay. They're basically like my life. Not Okay by Kygo. So it's like I live for an emo tit shaking moment. So I love both. And speaking of Kygo, you guys, I'm shaking. So I got tickets to Kygo's Pride show here in New York. I am so excited. I am going to shake my tits for gay rights, and I cannot wait. So I will report back when that happens, you know, on the week that happens. But yeah, if you're going, let me know. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I want to wear like glitter, but you know, I'm really pale. So I need to find something that covers my tits. Anyway, so that's my music recommendations for the week. And I also have a TV recommendation for you guys this week. And this is like rare for me to do because I'm very particular about the things that I recommend to people. I'm like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not sponsored. I'm, you know, all of those things. But if you are not watching Below Deck Mediterranean, you need to, well, finish this podcast and then subscribe to this podcast. Then go pull up the Bravo TV app, not sponsored, even though I like to work for them, and watch Below Deck Med. It is one of the best reality shows that is on TV right now. I mean, the whole franchise is gold. There's also like Below Deck Regular. Well, it's not called Regular. It's just Below Deck. And then there's Below Deck Mediterranean with Captain Sandy. Both are phenomenal. But like this season is wild. Highly recommend. It is so good. It reminds me of like old school Real World meets Simple Life, Interns. Well, kind of. It reminds me of when they used to have jobs on the Real World. Do you guys remember that? It's so good. Highly recommend. And honestly, it's like the best of the best right now. Also, Real Housewives of New York. Also, speaking of like reality shows, I was like thinking about it this week. And have you guys been seeing all this Jaclyn Hill drama with the lipsticks, hairy lipsticks? This is honestly like up there with some of the best reality shows. Like this whole beauty guru drama is like, it reminds me of pop culture in, you know, like 09, 08. And I have been keeping up with every single update. You can email help@jaclyncosmetics.com, I think. If there are hairs in your lipstick, she will do everything that she can to make it right. It's not mold and it's not hair. It's lint off of the gloves. Oh my God, I don't even wear makeup. I wear like an e.l.f. powder. If I need to go out, I'm just like, I dust myself with a powder because I'm always sweating. But I just can't get enough of this drama. It's just so good. But yeah, that's what I've been like watching is Below Deck Med and Jaclyn Hill hairy lipstick drama. You know, really highbrow Oscar award winning content and recommendations for you guys. Also this week, you guys, I went viral again overnight. I did this video on Twitter. If you follow me, T. Kyle Mack, it is Kim Richards versus Eileen Davidson and Lisa Rinna in Amsterdam, ASMR edition. I literally last night, I had 3 hours in between, you know, getting home from like work at the office, and then I have to check back in remotely. So I had 3 hours to kill, and I was at home, literally sitting here with my mic, which is, I can do ASMR with my mic. I can, you know, just talk like this and be like, oh my God, are you shaking? So I can, you know, my mic is really sensitive, and was throwing plastic cups and doing all this like stupid shit in my apartment with like my chair and my door and literally reciting every single line of this 2-minute scene in my apartment by myself, waiting for it to be 10:30 when I had to check in. And I published it and it has over 500,000 plays right now, which is crazy. And like all these people are tweeting about it and I'm just shook. But yeah, it's weird, but I think you guys will really get a laugh out of it. So even if you don't watch Housewives, I hopefully will think it's funny. But that happened, which was really fun because I've been feeling so much more creative this week and inspired this week, which I'll talk about in a minute because I just have one last recommendation. I feel like I'm a freaking commercial this week. That's not what I'm trying to be. I'm just, you know, sharing sharing my vision of lowbrow entertaining content with all of you listening at home. And lastly, you guys, if you are a Hilary Duff stan like me and you've seen the Lizzie McGuire movie, Hey Now, Hey Now, Trisha Paytas at it again, made a remake of This Is What Dreams Are Made Of from the movie. And it's a music video and a song and a cover. And it is frame by frame, shot for shot, exactly like the original. And it is so funny. And they added in this like CGI crowd that is so extra. And I was just cracking the fuck up. It was so funny. And honestly, one of the best remakes of this generation. You know, it, all those movies are shaking. But yeah, those are like my recommendations for the week. And I don't know, I've just been feeling more creative and more inspired this week, getting back on the weekend chat and just kind of like venting shit out. As you guys know, I come on here and I kind of complain, honestly. Like, I was thinking about it last week and I'm like, you know what? You are kind of complaining. And then I was like, it's fine. Because that's kind of the cycle, I feel like, of getting solutions for shit. You complain about something, it's a problem. You find out what the problem is because you're complaining about it all the time. Then you realize what the problem is and you say, okay, now let's find a solution to it. And I kind of feel like that's what I was doing last week in my weekend chat, because I've been stuck and I realized I had this like revelation. Is that it? I had a revelation. I was sitting here and I was like, I'm just sitting, stewing and not doing anything because I'm worried about what everyone else is going to think about it. I should just stop doing that and just make something, just like sit down and make something and put it out there. Stop thinking about being a failure. Stop thinking about, oh my God, this is going to be embarrassing. Stop thinking about how the audio sounds. Stop thinking, oh my God, your camera lens isn't working, so it's making this clicking noise and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, there's this clicking noise and how embarrassing and how amateur sounding. Like, every detail just drives me nuts because I'm a perfectionist to a fault sometimes. And I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? It's okay to not know what the hell it is I want to do. And that's kind of where I think I'm at right now. I was talking to you guys, like, I never envisioned what I would be in like my 30s. I never had this kind of plan for my 30s or like fantasy. Everybody has one. I was just beating myself up because I felt like I was complaining, or I felt like I should have had my shit figured out. And I remember being in my early 20s and being like, oh, when I'm in my 30s, I'll have it all figured out. I'm going to know exactly what it is that I want to do, and I'm going to be doing it, and I'm going to be killing it, and everything's going to be amazing. Well, you know, she's not a little spring chicken anymore. My twink days are over. Rest in peace, my little 145 skinny ass. Legend. I used to be such a little twink. Man, I'm not that way anymore. That was a mild Britney reference for some of you who might catch it. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I don't have it figured out. And that's fine. I can't make decisions, literally. And maybe that's just fine. And I just started like doing again and stopped sitting and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, because I realized that I was just making more anxiety for myself. The more I thought about something, the worse it got. So to those of you who felt like I was complaining in my last weekend chat, you are absolutely correct, because I was, which I do a lot. But I'm trying to set this rule with myself where I allow myself to complain, but I have to stop at some point. So, for example, last night I just sat there. I had 3 hours and I was like, you know what? I have this like vision for this thing and I think it's funny. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to fucking make it, and I'm just going to post it and not overthink it. And then this weekend I am getting myself I bought a new monitor, like a second monitor for my computer. And I want to try setting up a streaming recording setup that's just easier to use. And I'm just going to just try some shit. And if I like it, if I'm like feeling it, I'll just keep doing it. But I just like, what's the word? God, I can't speak, you know, such a great podcaster. And I literally have the vocabulary of a 4-year-old. I'm still just throwing shit at the wall, like seeing what sticks, I feel like. And I was getting in my own head about it because I was like, oh my God, like I just turned 31. Like, how do you not know what you want to do yet? And then I was just like, shut the fuck up. Just stop doing that and just create stuff. Just create. Stop thinking about what people are going to think about you. Stop thinking about how this is going to make you look. Stop thinking every single technical detail over and over and over again, and just do it. And if it flops, it flops. Who cares? tomorrow is a new day. You can try something new tomorrow. And that's kind of what I'm trying to tell myself right now. And I mean, obviously it's going to be a daily, like a daily practice, I guess you could say, taking it one day at a time, I guess. And I realized that I have a very, very, very hard time making decisions. Maybe because I'm a Gemini. It's sort of like a stereotypical Gemini trait that we can never make decisions. And that is very true. And I kind of feel like because, I don't know, I'm extremely introverted, but I can also be very extroverted at times. Another Gemini thing. And I was thinking, like, I'm like, okay, well, why do I have such a hard time making a decision about literally everything? Everything. I always am like beating myself up in my own head. Everything. Every single decision that I ever have to make, I beat myself up over it. There's some things that I've done that like remove that whole problem. A lot of it has to do with like minimalism and the practices of people who practice minimalism. That makes me sound like it's a religion, but like it's not a religion. It's almost like a lifestyle. One of them is with your clothing. They say to have a quote unquote uniform that you wear. So that's just like your uniform that you're happy with. You wear it every single day and that just removes a decision from your life. So for me, I wear black skinny jeans and black t-shirts every single day and sneakers. So that's like my uniform. So whenever I wear a color, people are like, oh my God, wow, you're wearing blue today. And I'm like, oh my God, I know, right? But I actually am wearing blue today. But I literally have a uniform. I have like 15 of the same shirt and like 6 of the same pant. And it just removes that decision in the morning. Is that weird? Maybe so. But that's like one of the things that I try and do to like remove whatever. But I literally have, like every single day, I'm like, if I have free time, I'm like, what should I do? Should I work on this painting? Should I do a video game series? Should I stream on Twitch? Should I do a podcast? Should I do this? Should I make something? Should I do that? Should I do this? I literally can never decide, ever. And I realized it's because I'm always thinking about, one, what are other people going to think about it when I publish this? Because usually everything I do is public or like on social media. Or I always think, well, is this worth it? Is this going to be a failure? Is this even going to be successful? Is this a waste of my time? I always think about those doubts and I need to just stop doing that and just go back to doing what I used to. I was like actually really thinking about reality TV gifts. Throwback for some of you. I used to do that website and literally not care or think about anything that anyone ever thought. I made what I wanted to make in that moment and posted it. If people liked it, they liked it. If they didn't like it, I didn't care. And I was like, you need to get back to that mentality because that worked. And it was because I was liking what I was doing and because I thought it was funny and I was invested in it that people picked up on that energy and picked up on that content. And that's why people loved that website so much because I was doing something and just ignoring the doubts, I guess you could say. And so I just need to kind of get back to that place. So I'm in an experimental phase right now. I feel like I'm in limbo and I'm trying to just be okay with it and not beat myself up over that indecisiveness, if that makes sense. Do any of you feel that way? Do any of you like feel that way before you do a project or a creative venture, before you start it out? It fucking sucks. It really just is like that. You know, it's like your own inner voice beating you up. Isn't that like a new Ashley Tisdale song? I'm going to plug Ashley Tisdale right here, aren't I? Yes, it is. Her new album, Symptoms, stream it now on Spotify or buy it on iTunes. There's a song called Voices in My Head. It's literally that. It's like, the voices in my head. Oh, Jesus, that was not how it goes. Don't even come for me there. But that's literally it. It's like battling those voices in your head that are doubting you, whatever, your own anxieties, your own, what are people going to think about this? I need to stop giving a shit. And I think I've said this on a weekend chat. If you have been following for a really long time, I know I've said this somewhere at some point on camera or on a podcast that someone who is a very prominent influencer on the internet right now literally said to me, you will not be successful if you keep caring what other people think about you. You need to stop giving a shit what other people think and just do you. Just do what you want to do. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I felt that. But it's so hard in practice. Like, it's so hard. It's so difficult to actually practice that because it's a constant, conscious effort. And I feel like I'm always getting caught up in, you know, things that I can't control, getting upset about it or mad about it or letting it control my time and my day. Another example, my neighbor with their fucking TV, you guys. Like, I got so lucky last night. Like, literally, the universe, thank you. You were on my side last night. I am not even kidding you guys. I finished the final voice line of that ASMR video. I hit stop and I listened back to it and I was like, perfect. I was like, that's it. I've got everything done. I just need to like mix it all down. In like 5 seconds after that, I heard from the fucking TV. And it was all coming through my like ASMR mic because, you know, when you do ASMR, you have it on like really sensitive. So it picks up everything. And I was like, are you? And it was like in my earphone. So it like even pissed me off more. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, but luckily everything was done. So like stuff like that, even like today, I'm like, it's been blaring since 9 a.m. It right now, currently as I'm filming this, it is 2:30 in the afternoon. So like, I'm just trying to take everything as it is, realize the situation, do what I can do in the circumstances, and not try and stress out about things I can't control, things that I can't change, and just working around it and just, and not beating myself up over things that I can't control, and being okay with having still, at 31 years old, having no idea what it is that I actually want to be doing, and just taking one day at a time, you know, embracing unpredictableness, I guess, is something that I also need to remember to do. I was thinking about it earlier, actually. I was filming the Daily Dish podcast at Bravo, and they were talking to me about like, oh, how'd you get your job at Watch What Happens Live? And thinking back to that whole journey, I was like, holy shit, like this actually, none of this played out the way that I, one, thought it would, predicted that it would, or that I tried to make it happen. Like everything that I thought and tried and worked towards, every job I ever applied for that I never got, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, nothing worked out the way that I planned ever. It was all completely unpredictable. Like literally everything from when I was an intern at MTV, when I was graduating college to now, every single step of the way and whatever, all things that have happened to me have been completely unpredicted. Every time I've tried to get a job or like, you know, put myself out there and like send in an application or done whatever, never worked out. Everything has been like an unexpected random call that literally came out of nowhere and the universe was like, hey, this is what's going to happen to you now. So I'm just trying to remind myself of that, share that with you guys, and see where this all goes. And I think that pretty much wraps up this week. I'm just feeling better and I thought I would share that with you guys. I'm doing all right with my intermittent fasting, which I told you guys is something that I've been doing just to kind of keep everything in check. I haven't been like super vigorous with it, I'm not gonna lie. You know, other things were kind of pressing, I guess, and I was trying not to stress out about that as well, but I've been doing good. I'm on like a 7-day streak now, which I think is good. I'm trying to just do the best I can, take it one day at a time. My sleep has been off and has been whack. But you know what? I'm trying not to stress out about it. Like, that's the other thing too, is like, instead of waking up and being mad or upset or like frustrated that I had a horrible night's sleep, I try and just wake up and say, okay, today's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day and a new dawn and a new life. Sorry, you're all deaf now. for me. And I'm feeling flop. Actually, I'm not feeling flop today. That was just a joke. What was I saying? Oh, I was saying that I am trying this new attitude of like not waking up and being mad that I didn't get a good night's sleep and just saying, okay, that happened. Tonight is a new night. We'll try again today. Every day is a new day. Try it. Try and fix it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It'll get better over time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do that with my sleep, with my diet, and with my creativity, embracing the flop, embracing the unpredictableness, embracing all of that. That's kind of where I'm at. Is that a good attitude to have? I don't know. Let me know. What do you guys think? Is that like a better attitude to have? You guys have stuck with this through me. Stuck through this with me. You know what? What the fuck is going on here on this day? Sometimes I just can't talk. And you know what? I'm going to leave that in. I'm not going to edit that out because why not? All right. I am ranting. I feel like I'm talking in circles now, which I feel like when I get to the point of the podcast where I feel like I'm talking in circles, I feel like I've kind of got to where I need to get. And that's kind of how I solve my problems. It is what it is. And on that note, I am going to wrap up this weekend chat. I want to say thank you again to everyone who has subscribed on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. A lot of you have literally been with me since day one of me starting out trying to be a YouTuber and my gaming series and my first ever weekend chat, which they kind of just started out as vlogs and then it morphed into me complaining on camera and venting to the camera. And, you know, it just kind of progressed and progressed. And I kind of, you know, I have new ideas for it and new visions for it and how it can continue and still be personal and connect with you guys on like a more vulnerable level, but then also like share cool shit with you guys and talk about fun stuff and what I'm loving and stuff that's making me laugh and stuff that I find entertaining. So kind of the best of both worlds, if you will. And I will eventually be back with the video element of this podcast because I got a good ring light and it looks good and it makes me look good. It like completely washes out my face. So I look 5 years younger. So the second I get that camera fixed, I will be back on camera and there will be the dual element of like video and podcast. Also, I have some graphic ideas. Like I have this vision of like pop-ups that I want to come up on screen in my weekend chat, and I'm not going to spoil them now, but like it's also, I'm also realizing back to my point that I made like 15 million times because I'm talking in circles, but this period of like limbo and indecisiveness and like having absolutely no fucking idea what I want to do, I realized that I was like, oh, I can make gift stickers for my thing that I can put on Instagram, and I can go to this person and ask him if he wants to create this 3D graphic for me for the video element. And I kind of have time now to like experiment and do shit like behind the scenes before I like bring it to you guys. And so it's, you know, it's all good. And I need to just stop being so hard on myself. That's today's lesson. I'm going to end this. Should I do that at the end of every weekend chat? Be like, today we learned, like that Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton video. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? There's this episode of Simple Life where they're fixing, deconstructing an outdoor pool. It's like an above ground pool. And the people's son is like making fun of them. And Nicole Richie just snaps. And she's like, James, if you say that to me one more fucking time, I will beat your fucking face in.
I'm being dead serious. I will beat your face in. If you think I haven't done it, I've done it before and I will do it again. I really don't care. So watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm over.
I give up.
And Paris is just like, yeah. And Nicole is just like, goes to her confessional and she's like, today we learned, don't fuck with me. That's what we learned. And it is so good.
Today we learned, don't fuck with me. That's what we learned.
So like, what if I ended my weekend chats every single time with, today we learned, that's what we learned. That's kind of funny. Maybe I should do that. Today we learned, don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay to not be okay. Oh my God. I just realized that was my song of my week, Not Okay by Kygo. Oh my God. Full circle moment. I literally didn't even, wow. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what we learned. Okay, let me know. Should I do that literally at the end of every weekend chat? Let me know. Send me a comment. Send me a DM. You guys know I see them. Well, most of them. If you follow me, we will chat there. Leave me a comment below if you're watching on YouTube. And thank you, thank you, thank you again for listening and subscribing and supporting. I really appreciate it. I can't believe this is the 80th one. That's so crazy to me. And I'm excited to show you guys more and share just more of my ideas with you, whether they're flops or not. We shall find out, I guess. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you possibly soon with a little Twitch stream moment. My monitor arrives tomorrow and I'm going to try it out. So I'm going to have to do an experiment, obviously. So there may be something this upcoming week if you follow me on Twitch. If not, I will see you next week here on the Weekend Chat. Thank you guys again and have a wonderful weekend. Bye.